Okay, there are food, cooking, and restaurant shows on the radio, but they all sound alike. Hey, come on, admit it. For the most part, they're boring.
To boil is to cook at such a temperature that bubbles rise continuously and break on the surface.
There is an alternative, you know. The Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty. It's a show that's, dare we say it, fun.
I remember a conversation you and I had where you told me that you go into friends' homes and you open the refrigerator when they're not looking.
I always do that. I can't help
Explain
it.
Explain yourself.
Now listen, it's not when they're not looking, first of all. I do it right in front of them. And it's a subconscious, I don't even realize I'm doing it. Would you be offended if I walked in your house and opened your fridge? Or would you just be scared?
I'd be offended.
You'd be scared.
Sure. No, I'd be offended.
But you're in the kitchen.
If you're looking for fresh, topical weekend radio, consider the Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty.
We have attorney Bill Marler on the phone. One of the things I noticed in reading about the story about the romaine lettuce recall, the strain of E. coli is the same strain that was in the Jack in the Box case in those kids.
Which is why getting it back to the source becomes so critical.
And with the turkeys, salmonella in the turkey meat right before Thanksgiving, I know that it was ground turkey, but I had read a news report that it also extended to some fresh turkeys.
Right.
Elizabeth knows food. She's been cooking and writing about food in restaurants for, geez, nearly 20 years. And is the host of the popular Eat St. Pete page on Facebook. And you can also find her recipes and blog at ElizabethDoherty.com.
Let's pretend I'm just silly for a second. And please explain to me how it is that 250,000 Indian farmers have committed suicide since they started using these genetically modified seeds on their farms.
250,000 Indian farmers have committed suicide?
I'm not kidding.
Give me a break.
Absolutely, that is true.
Oh, right.
And when I prove to you that is true, I expect you to eat your column.
The Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty.
You know what it is that bothers me that I can't figure out? Is how you keep the clams so tender.
It's all in the clams that you buy. That's all I can say.
That's it? That's all I get?
The Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty. It's live each week and features the chefs and restaurateurs that make America a great place to live and eat.
We have Anthony Bourdain on the phone.
Charlie Trotter's restaurant in Chicago.
Kenneth Duran, the executive chef here at the Hyatt Regency Grand Cypress.
We have Claudine Pepin on the show today with us.
We're all about food, but sometimes the show takes unpredictable twists.
I'm in the fridge because there's a really funky smell in here, and I want to know what it is.
Here's what I did. I wired you up with a remote broadcast kit, so you're standing in our kitchen.
Yes, I am.
In front of the refrigerator. What is that smell?
I don't know what this is, but it's some kind of beige-looking sauce with a spoon in it. Just sitting there.
With a spoon in it.
Oh, my God.
Are you okay? Elizabeth? Hello? What's the matter? Can you describe this?
So bad.
What is it?
I don't know, but it's really bad.
And it had a spoon sticking out of
don't
it.
Don't make me smell it again.
The Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty.
Tell me, as a kid, did you not go to 7-Eleven and actually mix the Coke and the
I can
and
probably
the
count
and...
on one hand the amount of Slurpees I've had in my lifetime. Yeah, I'm serious.
Wow.
I don't drink soft drinks, really, I don't...
There's nothing better on a hot summer day than to stop at a 7-Eleven.
Apparently not.
She just ate a donut this morning.
I did. I ate a donut because I just wanted a cracker or something.
Yeah.
You guys don't have any food here. I'm doing a food show. Do you see the irony here?
Yes.
Custom sponsorship and event packages are available that will fit within your budget, including on-site broadcasts, live read endorsements, and custom-made in-show features that will put your business in front of a hungry audience.
Hi, I'm Elizabeth Doherty. This Recipe Minute is brought to you by Food Nation Radio Network and ElizabethDoherty.com. It took me many years and many tries to make good ribs for 4th of July. Sometimes I make a dry rub for them, and sometimes I use a marinade. This year, it's dry rub time. Here's how you do it. Start with 2 slabs of baby back ribs, about 2...
The Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty.
You know,
know what else I noticed about Facebook this week?
What?
We have a couple minutes. What is with the poking? I don't understand this poking thing on Facebook. What is that?
I think it's just like taking your finger and just going, hi, nice to see you. Hello.
Is that what it is? Because I had 37 people poke me this week.
I can't look at you when you say stuff like that.
It's a Facebook thing. I didn't make this up.
I know.
I did not make this up. 37 people did this.
Sent you a little poke message.
I won't say the word anymore, okay? Right. I've never done that.
I can't look through the glass at you right now.
I've never done that.
Good.
On Facebook.
Oh. 37 times.
It makes me rather uncomfortable.
The Food Nation Radio Network with Elizabeth Doherty. It's a show that's fun.
Hey, Zach tells us we have a call on the line.
Is this a Food Nation Radio Network?
Yes, it is.
Hi there. Who's this?
This is Darlene. I'm in Polk County. I had a question because I know you people talk about leftovers and all that.
Yep, we're going to talk about Thanksgiving leftovers later in the show today.
Well, here in Polk County, we have a lot of roadkill.
Whoa. Zach, where did you find our roadkill?
So my question is, can you eat that?
All right, Elizabeth, she wants to know.
You know, it's not generally recommended that you eat something from the side of the road that's been sitting there that you don't know how long it's been.
You know, car hit something, take it home and eat it.
I guess we should ask, what is it?
This is a raccoon.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay.
I love raccoons. They're so cute.
I know.
I don't want Pete to call me or anything because it was already dead, okay?
Okay, let's eat.
Hey, thanks for taking time to listen. Now, let's eat.
Hey, everybody, what you doing tonight?